Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
Another NFL season is upon us, and it's time once again for our NFL picks. I've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer here ready to give us what they think this season is going to look like. We have the reigning champion, Brad. Welcome.
Well, thank you. I got to tell you, my first prediction is already not coming in correct. I didn't even think we were going to start the season on time. So
I know. I'm with you. And Ben, welcome as well. I don't remember what your record was last year.
Horrible. Let's put it this way. If we're handing out trophies, I get the participation trophy and Brad has a lifetime achievement award.
It's a new year and a very unpredictable year so far. Or maybe we'll see. I don't know. Maybe you can predict. Could you predict in an unpredictable year? I don't know. We'll find out.
This might be just the time I come ahead. When things can't get any worse, then all of a sudden I win this football pick.
Well, I can tell you just looking at the sky that the four horsemen are going to be opening the seals up pretty soon. So it only stands to reason. I believe of the seven seals, number five is Ben Perry wins the picks. So it's in the Bible, guys.
So let's start with it and go with the Oakland Raiders of Las Vegas against the Carolina Panthers.
Nice. This is going to be a crazy game. I mean, you know, as many years as everyone said how much they hate preseason games, I'm terrified right now. I don't know what to think. I don't know what to do. I feel so out of place within picking anything. Obviously, the Raiders are not opening in their new stadium, but they have a new stadium. And is the much of the chatter this offseason has been all about Derek Carr and his feeling of lack of respect and blah, blah, blah. You know, the reality is that he has more tools at his disposal now than ever before. You know, you get year two for Josh Jacobs, the secret of Darren Waller. He's there and he's going to, you know, obviously they're going to be looking to cover him extremely well and probably double him up across the middle. This is going to be a good challenge against Panthers who are now Cam-less with a brand new head coach. Who's used to dealing with collegiate players. So we'll see. We'll see what happens, but I am going with the Las Vegas Raiders to pull off a big upset.
The Raiders are favored in this game.
I know they are. They're favored by 7 points.
Wow.
I mean, you just said to pull off an upset.
Well, I mean, I think against you two guys are going to pick against them no matter what.
You don't know that.
The theme, at least in the first quarter of the season for me, is going to be who's carrying the most continuity into the season. There's just too many things that are, you know, unknown, as we kind of referenced at the top of this. You know, the beginning of every NFL season is – almost unwatchable in general anyway because the offensive line play is bad. And again, it's going to be about continuity, and the Raiders have that on offense. I mean, they're really rolling out a lot of the same systems. It's the same, you know, it's the same offensive scheme. You know, Jacobs is good. You know, I think the Raiders win it. The fact that they're -3, I almost think that's just because they're on the road. I think, you know, frankly, I think they might win this game by a touchdown.
Yeah, I know you think that we're all against the Raiders. Typical Raider mentality. But
no, it's just how it goes. I'm okay with it.
No, I'm picking the Raiders on this one too, and I think it's mostly because pretty much everything that Brad just said, you don't know what to expect in week one of a regular world, but in a pandemic world, there's just too much newness on the side of Carolina. And the Raiders have more continuity. And I think I know they're not playing in Vegas, and I know they're not going to be playing in front of fans, but I think the idea of freshness and a fresh start and having this new city behind you, I think there's something to that too. So I'm going to go with the Raiders in this game. All right, the Cardinals of Arizona coming to the San Francisco 49ers of Santa Clara.
No Super Bowl hangover for the 49ers this year. It's because of the uncertainty of the season and how much continuity they have there. Where they're going to take a step back is in the interior of the defensive line, but what they used to get out of Buckner, they're going to get similarly out of three guys there. So if you give them multiple weeks to game plan for what the Cardinals do offensively, I think the 49ers are in a good place defensively. They have some injuries on offense. Is Debo going to play at the time? You know, who knows? Is Ayuk going to play? I don't know. But Shanahan is such a brilliant play caller. I think that they're going to have the ability against an improved Arizona defense. They've done some good things in the offseason, but I see the Niners coming in and winning. It's just too much time for Shanahan to game plan here.
The player who's going to wow everybody this year is going to be Jimmy Garoppolo. Granted, he was spectacular up until a few moments of the Super Bowl, but You know, I think this is where people are expecting, you know, they never gave him enough credit all last year, period. The other thing I'm excited for is the debut of a running back, Mr. Jarrett McKinnon.
That's a big addition to the offense for the Niners.
Well, it's something, you know, it's, I mean, if he doesn't know his plays by now, he's had 2 years and a lot of downtime.
Yeah.
I think Niners. Right. Yeah,
they could have McKinnon and Juszczyk and Kittle and all these guys play receiving positions if needed, and they will. So there's just so many weapons the Niners have. And I think the wild card in this game is the return of a different player that didn't play last year. And that's Trent Taylor. I think Trent Taylor is going to have a game in this one and show that he's back. So I'm going Niners as well.
I like it.
All right, we'll do the wild card picks coming up next.